Loneliness might be passed on from one generation to another. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Abraham Palmer, professor of psychiatry at the University of California, San Diego, examines whether a tendency for loneliness can be found in your genes.
Loneliness is an unpleasant feeling that we're all familiar with. But loneliness isn't just a bad feeling, it's also associated with serious health problems. People with similar networks of friends and family may have very different perceptions of how lonely they are. Twin studies have shown that some of these differences are due to genetic differences. We conducted the first genome-wide association study of loneliness to try to identify its genetic basis. Importantly, we defined loneliness as a lifelong trait rather than a temporary state. We examined genetic and health information for more than 10,000 older adults. Participants answered questions like, how often do you feel left out? Millions of genetic differences were also measured in each person. We then used a statistical technique that evaluated the effects of these genetic differences while also accounting for other important factors, including age, sex, and marital status. Our results showed that the genetic differences we measured captured about 17 to 24% of the variation in how people responded to these questions. We also determined that loneliness was influenced by the same genetic differences that influence personality traits such as neuroticism. Weaker evidence suggested that these same genes also influence the risk for major psychiatric diseases, including schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and major depressive disorder. We are now increasing our sample size in hopes of identifying specific genes that influence loneliness, which could provide fundamental insight into the underlying biological and molecular mechanisms. Our long-term goal is to understand the biological basis of human social behavior.
That was Abraham Palmer of the University of California, San Diego. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.
Only the lonely know the way.